ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. I am back with our regular guest, Donovan Green, author of No Excuses Fitness, founder of ProjectSlimDown.com, and personal trainer to Dr. Mehmet Oz. Donovan's here today to talk to us about strength training. Donovan, thank you for joining us from New York, live in the studio.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Now, talk to us about strength training. What's your overall philosophy on it?
Strength training, 100% important. I feel that strength training is something that people look at as just for bodybuilders. You know, it's just for the guys who want to gain big muscles and walk the beach. But they don't realize the amount of benefits that you can gain from strength training for both men and women. You know, sports, if you're a sports player, a at-home mom, somebody who was working every day in an office, strength training is important for your bones and your overall functionality.
Really? So what if somebody is trying, you know, we hear a lot about people trying to lose weight. Where does strength training lie for them?
That's about 75% of the spectrum. So weight loss, we hear for many years, do a lot of cardio, do a lot of running, go on the treadmill, do the elliptical. Well, I have clients who have been doing that and got minimum results. And the second we sit down and we talk about strength training, and I put them through a regimen of strength training and show them how they can also be cardio, their results will spike high. They will be like, what? Not only am I feeling good, I'm looking good. I'm more confident. My energy is up. I feel like I could take over the world, right?
That's how we all want to feel. I like that.
See, I love that. That's good energy. These people are 98% women. Female. They don't look like a guy. They still maintain their sexy curves. And they enhance their whole entire look. And it's just phenomenal.
So you mentioned a couple of things, and there's a benefit for strength training. You said, you know, weight loss, if you're trying to do that, you know, increase bone strength, functionality. What other health benefits are there for it?
Okay, let's get real here, right? You're increasing your oxygen. That means that you're pushing out more blood cells. Those blood cells are pumping. Your heart rate is up. Your cardiac output is up. Your energy level is up. Your sex life increases. You know, when I say that, people are like, word?
Our audience may have just started listening better.
They're like, wait a minute. Let me get closer to that speaker. Your sex life increases. Why? Because you're more confident in how you look. You know, you don't want to walk around feeling like you are weak, like you're feeble, like you don't have any type of energy, like you don't look the part. So also, your brain waves also increases too. As you begin to live your days, your posture changes, your whole outlook on life is just more in tune with everything around you. So it's not just a physical result for weight training. There are tons of benefits that you can gain from that.
So you're saying they're not just going to look better, but they're going to feel better overall.
I'll take feeling better over looking great any day.
Yes, and actually,
any day.
And that's what gets it to stick, feeling better.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So true. Okay, so say somebody's listening. They want to start doing some weights. They don't have you on speed dial. What do they do?
How do
they get started?
You need to get started?
Yeah.
I tell people, first start off easy. So before you touch any type of weights, learn how to master the best weight in the world, the best gym in the world, which is your body, your own body weight. Is the way you start off. So if you cannot do a full push-up, guess what? Start doing a push-up from the knee. If that's too much for you, you go all the way down to the floor and just start pushing yourself up into a cobra position, which is a yoga pose. Then you start learning about using things around your whole house. Like, look at this. I'm looking at these bottles of water right here. You can use two bottles of water and use those to do side shoulder raises with them. You can squat with them. You can do arm curls with them. It is what's called external resistance. And that's how you start. You don't want to start off with anything that's intimidating to you. That's like these bulky machines that you see in the gym. You don't have to go to a gym to get strength training going.
That's really great to know. You don't have to have the gym. You don't have to have the fancy weights at home. You can use your own weight, your own body weight, which also makes you kind of use your core and, you know, pulls in a lot of other muscles.
Lots of other muscles. And that's, you know, we have 620 plus muscles in the body. I say the word plus because we're always evolving. We're always changing. Humans are born with different muscles and they don't really know the exact number because people are different. But the average person, is working out maybe 150 of those muscles in the gym. They're focusing on what's called the mirror muscles. And that's the muscles you see.
Those biceps.
The biceps, yes. The chest, the quads. But they're not looking at the deep muscles, the deep tissue muscles. And they're not looking at the posterior muscles. Those are also muscles to work. Mm-hmm. So I tell people to get involved with workouts that you can do in a short time without being in the gym for an hour, but do it in a short time where you're hitting tons and tons of muscles.
Okay.
From all the sagittal plane, the frontal plane, and the medial plane. That's all the plane of motion in your body. Mm-hmm. Front, back, side, lateral, all these different things.
Okay, so let's get actionable. How many times a week do you want them to do it? For how long? And where can they find these exercises?
4 times a week. I would love for them to do that. 20 minutes a day. They can find me on my Facebook page, which is called Chair Workouts.
Which he's apparently going to make us do some chair workouts later. I will let everybody know if I'm walking this afternoon. But okay, so chair workouts.
Yes, chair workouts. Okay. And it's I put up a lot of different videos showing people how to work out from the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once again, we're eliminating the need for a gym.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking away that excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go to the gym.
Well, that's your deal, is no excuses too,
I am
right?
Destroying those excuses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 4 days a week for about 20 minutes.
Yes.
What about cardio? Do you like people to do kind of cardio while they're doing the weights?
Yeah.
Or if they can they do it separately?
I like them to mix it together.
Okay.
Because cardio
Explain
is
that.
The heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's all cardio is. And I've heard the medical field say you cannot do cardio when you're doing weight training, which is totally wrong.
Okay.
Because the second your heart rate goes up, you're hitting cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart rate is up, so you're looking for time. The biggest excuse is, I don't have time to work out. So we're trying to find a way to let everything fuse together.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing your weight training, you're going to do what's called circuit training. And what circuit training is, you're going to go from one exercise to the next. Normally, it'll be a machine to the next machine if you're in a gym. But if you're in your home, in your living room, you go from one exercise to the next. For example, if I want to do squats, if I want to do shoulder presses, if I want to do jumping jacks, I'll do squats 30 seconds, shoulder presses 30 seconds, jumping jacks 30 seconds. That's three movements, right? Two of them is with weights, one without weights. Whatever you want to mix it up with.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Your heart rate is up, your muscles are pumping, and you're getting a full overall workout. Do that 5 more times. You're done for the day.
Nice. And they can find this list of those exercises on the Chair Workouts?
Yes, on Chair Workouts. And we're working on cheerworkouts.com now.
Okay.
People will be able to go on the website, and they can sign on and get access to a slew of different workout programs.
Okay, that's awesome. So time is not an excuse anymore.
Because
you can do this in 20, 25 minutes.
Yes.
And I don't have a gym membership is also not an excuse anymore.
Not an excuse.
Okay. What's your favorite workout when you have time to go work out?
My favorite workout is jumping rope.
Jumping rope is really good for you. Isn't it supposed to be one of the best exercises?
It's like number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is, remember, I'm the no excuse guy.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't tell me you can't walk around with 25-pound dumbbells. Right? It's a little heavy. Can't go in my pocket.
No.
But my jump rope, I can fold it up, put it in a book bag, put it in a little bag, and carry it with me anywhere I go. Like right now, I'm visiting you in the office.
I'm a little scared that you're going to pull out the jump rope.
I have my jump rope, and I will take my jump rope and pop it out the truck and just jump rope. I'll do 200 rotations, 300 rotations, or a set of time, and I get a phenomenal workout.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point you make there, because you're doing short bursts of activity.
Yes.
You're not doing it for an hour.
No.
And, you know, you're doing it for 2 to 3 minutes, and that adds up during the day, and it's cumulative.
Correct. It adds up. Because that's what I'm trying to push to the population now, is even if you're working out for 1 hour a day, you still have 23 hours left.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are, out of those 23 hours, you're spending a lot of time sitting down.
You are. Sitting down. And you can make that 1 hour count, or those 20 minutes really count.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Donovan. I'm afraid we have to run, but learn more about Donovan and his training methods at his website, projectslimdown.com. Follow him on Twitter at Donovan Green or Facebook at Donovan Green's Project Slimdown. And you mentioned the Facebook page, Chair Workouts.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.